Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Not a bother in the world. Now let's have our Van Morrison moment this morning with Into the Mystic to start, as we share this chat from a few years ago ahead of Van's birthday on Sunday. 80.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock a gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
Culloden Hotel in sumptuous surroundings. Two only boys, what can we do? First things first, you have, as far as I'm concerned, one of the finest albums you have ever released in Keep Me Singing, just that.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning. What is it that suddenly, you know, at your 36th album, where you say to yourself...
It was more than that. That's around 36, much more so.
What is it now?
It's way more than that. Yeah, way more than that. Yeah.
Where is it that this constant
counting, you know, live stuff, compilations? It's way.
Oh, more of course, than the that, compilations. You know. Yeah. But where is it that this inspiration comes from? Where is it that you find all your time?
Oh, hard work. That's where it comes from. A place called hard work.
Yeah.
Graft.
And do you find that, because you're well able to go away from whatever it is you're doing?
Well, you can't, you know, as a friend of mine said a while back, you can't wait on divine inspiration, because it might never happen. You know, so yeah. It's just like any job, you have to make it happen, like any job.
Yeah, and as you often say, the music comes through you.
I'm not really sure about that. I said that when I was much younger. See, that's the problem. I said things in interviews years ago that I would question now. you know, I that was what I was buying into then, but I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
No.
Yeah. And it's about taking yourself away from everything and letting the...
Well, at the minute, right now, it comes, you know, in various guises, but it comes from all kinds of sources, you know. It could come from conversations, you know, things that you read, books, picking up, you know, I mean, concepts.
But you're a voracious reader. You devour stuff.
Yeah.
Always have.
Yeah, like I've gotten titles from books, for instance. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I started with it. Say, for instance, Someone Like You, which you wouldn't really know where that came from, but actually came from it. This is the title of a book by short stories by Roald Dahl.
When will you come through? Someone like you, make it all worthwhile. Someone like you, keep me satisfied. Someone exactly like
four short stories. It's called Someone Like You. Then there's a story in there called something. That's where I got the title. Other ones like Haunts of Ancient Peace that came from it.
You've employed loads of strings on the new album, which is wonderful. And it opens up with Let It Rhyme, and it just has this whole... I don't know what it is. It's a minor chord. It's a beautiful feeling on the album. Again, the sense of this album. You've all manner of styles going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Why'd you go that way?
It's just the way it formed.
Yeah.
It's the way it took shape, really.
Yeah. And did you feel that, you know, I can take, like, Fico Trench comes in and helps you with the strings, but also go down different avenues with this as well and play games. It's like going down to Bangor, which is great fun.
Yeah.
But you can't get lost.
Well, also, there's consistency, too, because actually, Fico was actually playing a lot of piano on the tracks as well.
Right.
You know, so it's also the consistency in the, you know, the tracks themselves, as far as musician-wise and vibe-wise. So not only does he do strings, I think it's on, how many is it?
Certainly on the first four, isn't it?
It's on one, two, three.
Five.
It's on five, so not only does he do strings, but he's also playing keyboard on a lot of it.
Keep me singing. Going down to the corner. Welcome me back. No feeling of isolation here. Well, I guess I must be on the right track. There are things that count in life. Just to know my people got soul. Sam could sing it, that's where it's at. And let the good times roll. Keep me singing while I'm winning, waiting on the change to come. Keep me singing.
And what about working Don Black?
Don Black was great. I met him at BMI Awards a few years back, and actually it's a coincidence here again also, because Adam, you sent me a CD of a compilation that you put together.
Correct, and Moondance was on it.
And it was a song called Days Like These.
Correct.
Which is, like, really strange, because that's about what we're talking about. That song is the same thing, you know, going back. And I wrote a song called Days Like This, so sort of, I saw there was a similarity there. And so I just got, you know, we go one for lunch a few times, and we became friends. We just talked about songwriting. We're both really into songwriters. And so I just said, well, if you have any lyrics, just give me, you know, give them to me. So the song came out of that.
When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit. And I must remember there'll be days like this.
He's a prolific songwriter. He's written so many songs over the years.
Exactly. Well, it's very similar to, you know, stuff that I'm writing.
So yes.
That's where I connect with him. And also, you know, it's good to work with other people too.
Well, the Duets album was a huge success.
Was it? They didn't tell me.
They told me.
Sony
this,
never...
This
Sony,
man told me, yeah.
Sony never...
This man, he knows everything, this man over
Sony
here.
Never told me.
But that was collaboration.
Where's my royalties?
But that's a club at an alarming level, you know, because it's all these people.
I don't think it got promoted very much, though.
Didn't it?
No.
I did what I could.
I know, you did.
They never sent any money. I can only do so much. Okay. But working with someone like Tom Black, would you do that again?
Of course I would, because, you know, I feel like there's a connection with somebody. You have a connection, and, you know, it can be fun as well.
Yeah.
You know, you kick an eye around, and, you know, it's always good, you know. I mean... Sounds good to have buddies, isn't it?
For sure. And also the fact, you know, you're out on the road now, you're writing all these songs, you're still at the peak of your powers, but you look around you and some people ain't so good anymore, and some people ain't, they don't have it, like you do. Which is very, you must feel terrific about that you're still there, and you're still as powerful as ever in terms of yourself and your abilities.
Yeah, well, it's
even with illness.
Feels great, but yeah, that's right. And so I feel like, you know, it's just my duty to keep singing.
Out in the Cold Again is a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
And yet there's redemption later on in the song. You're not sure where it's going, and suddenly it's okay.
Yeah. I was Mr. Nice Guy. Too long. Then I found out that was wrong. And I played the losing role. I was grinding at your door, out in the cold again.
A sense of feeling outside and then realizing that you're not.
I always felt like an outsider.
Is that the only child, do you think?
I think it is, and I don't know if you've read the book by, I mean, probably a lot of people are going to rush out to get this book. It's called The Outsider by Colin Wilson. That was one of the books that had a great effect on me early on, as well as Nausea by Sartre. And just Jack Kerouac stuff on the road, and
Dharma Bums,
and Zen Buddhism by Christmas Help. So these kind of, that's a book that had a big effect on me, and I identified with that outsider. I've always identified.
And happy in your own company.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you want to be isolated all the time. But it sort of means that you're not just going along with, you're not conforming, sort of thing. You know what I mean? And the thing about this business that I'm in, there's a lot of propaganda. But you're sort of like, well, these people are rock stars and pop stars, and they're they're cannibals, and but actually they're total conformists. They're total conformists. There aren't, you know, the real rock and roll rebels are from way, way back a long time ago, like Jerry Lee and Gene Vincent and these kind of people. You know, there's no, you know, the names that you can come up with. They're just all conformists, and they're in show business. And this is, but you know, people are think that this is, you know, it's all real, but it's not. These people are not rebels. They're not nonconformists. They're actually total conformists. So that's what people say to me about, oh yeah, you know, you're in the music business and blah blah blah. And you know, it's not just me saying this, but you know, yeah, I'm not in that club, but I didn't want to be anyway.
You don't want to join any club.
So I'm a nonconformist, but you know, so that's what they're not saying. Because they don't want to say that, because all these other people are conformists. They don't want to give the game away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the that blows the mythology of that one.
Yes, it does.
You know,
you're still an only child like myself, though.
Yeah. Well, that might be part of it. But I mean, I had a lot of cousins, and
sure,
there was always, you know, a lot of friends and cousins, and you know, people in and out. So
That's right. Well, it doesn't mean that one is always introverted, because you still have friends and you still do what you do.
Yeah.
And you still have all that out there. But it does lend itself, when we think about, we talked earlier on about Hindford Street, it still takes us into that and imagining, you know, and the way that your mind was able to draw those pictures, thinking back on your way back as you do, and remembering all those days. Hymns to Silence, the same thing, that sense of wonder that not always everybody can have.
Until you realize that, you know, you don't need to search, and it's all happening now.
Yeah.
And this, you know, what people are not taught, you know, they're taught that it's going to happen when you get the right job. It's going to happen when you get the wrong relationship. It'll happen. You know, it's always a big carrot. So people think everything is the future. So they're kept, you know, on this kind of thing, treadmill about what, but you know, you have to work on yourself to get to the point where it's all happening now.
Yeah.
There is no past and future. It's just only now. That's all it is. It's always now.
Van, you're an absolute pleasure. I've wanted to sit with you like this for so long, and
great.
I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you have.
Yeah, I have, Marty. It's great.
And if I have anything to do with keeping you singing, then you'll be all right.
Brilliant. Thanks, Marty.
Van, thanks. Just see no other now.
looking down at the ancient highway all along the coastline. All along the coastline, check it out.
Morrison from an interview we did some years back, wishing him a happy 80th birthday on Sunday, and that's just some tracks that that matter to us, and I thought you'd like to hear also from Remembering Now, the brand new album Stretching Out, which is just a fantastic album, one of the best in years, and happy birthday to him.